Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Around Memorial Day, quote, that he wasn't sleeping on Denzel Mims to make a preseason push in the wide receiver room. So here was a man, here's a guy that was around the Steelers in camp. Watched all their practices, camp, mini camp. Watched all their practices, looked at the guys they had, Van Jefferson, Scotty Miller, Roman Wilson, you name it, go down the line of these guys, Calvin Austin, and thought Mims, who at one point had pedigree and was highly thought of, had a chance to make a preseason push, was not being slept on. Today, the Steelers waived him. Now, why would they waive him now? What business needs to be attended to, or what business needs to be done on June 18th that at your thinnest, weakest position, you are randomly waving someone who a Steelers insider said, hey, this guy shows promise, he has potential. And this, for me, hopefully goes back to the Brandon Ayuk situation. That's wishful thinking. I get it. Why else waive or get rid of a wide receiver right now on June 18th? Daniel Jeremiah tweeted it out when the Ayuk video went viral, that the Steelers are the match, that they are the team that makes the most sense for Ayuk. NFL.com did a story today on the biggest roster holes in the entire NFL. So which position is there the biggest glut of nobodies? Where are the places where teams are desperate to find starters? Number one on the list was the Falcons and edge rusher. Number two was the Steelers' number two wide receiver position. And I'm going to go back to Batco again here. He said in his post-Gazette chat today that Roman Wilson at minicamp did not look quite as ready to contribute as expected. I saw Roman Wilson when I was flying back from California with Stella. I was stunned by how small he was. Now, that doesn't mean that small guys look at Tyreek Hill. Not every wide receiver looks like Randy Moss or Terrell Owens, but he is tiny. And I have some doubts about whether or not he's going to be able to be productive right from day one. I think it's going to take a little bit of time. I want urgency with this Steelers team. I got to be fair here and consistent. If I get on the Pirates, and rightfully so, and I'm saying things about them like, come on, guys, you're a half a game out of a wild card spot. You've got one of the worst lineups in Major League Baseball. Go get an impact bat. Go get a legitimate right fielder, or go get, Tellez is hitting now, but go get a first baseman. Get another bat in your lineup because you're right there. You're right on the cusp of it. Go get someone that's going to put you over the proverbial top here and take you from this very clustered, bunched together wild card race and going to give you a leg up on these other teams. Do something. Well, the same thing could be said about the Steelers. Yes, they've made a litany of moves, and many of them have, I think, made them better or at least more interesting. Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, Patrick Queen. The safety they brought in, Elliott, is a nice player. I think they played the draft right with Fautanu and Zach Frazier and, you know, upgrading the offensive line, which was necessary. All those things good. But back to the NFL's website, all of those moves still left them with a gigantic Grand Canyon-sized hole at wide receiver. And I think that needs to get filled somehow or some way between now and week one. No one is going to look at Van Jefferson as a legitimate threat. No one is going to, the double teams for George Pickens will be plentiful if the alternative is Van Jefferson or Scotty Miller or a rookie Roman Wilson or little tiny Calvin Austin. So I am all for the idea of trading for Brandon Ayuk. I get it. There is a contract that needs to be sorted out. Apparently he wants more than $26 million because that's what Jalen Waddle and Amon-Ra St. Brown got paid. You've got to factor that in. And it's going to, from a draft perspective, take something to get something. I will reference back to a report that came out, I think this was on McAfee's show, from Michael Lombardi, who used to be the GM in Cleveland, where everyone loses, and lost his job like most Cleveland GMs, but also was Bill Belichick's right-hand man for New England for a long time, and now has gone into this quasi-media role where he's making sports betting picks for VSiN and also giving commentary and writing books and whatnot. He told McAfee that he heard that the Steelers and 49ers had a deal in place at the draft that just fell through. And I've heard that there is very much interest. The Steelers like Ayuk a lot, and I think the guy that is driving that train is Tomlin. I think Mike Tomlin is a big Brandon Ayuk fan. He watched him come in here week one and pretty much paved the way for Patrick Peterson to get released at the end of the year, and no one has picked him up. I mean, there was a very clear mismatch in week one. Ayuk, a top 10 receiver against a future Hall of Fame corner, but someone that is at the end of the line for sure.
You know what else they would love about Ayuk?
What's that?
Tenacious blocker.
Tenacious, thank you. What a great adjective. They do value that. They have always preached that with guys. They have had George Pickens, who seems to be, at times, he's either a version of Hines Ward or he is a piece of paper at wide receiver. He's that easy to push through. There is very little resistance at all, depending on his mercurial state and how he feels play to play or game to game. So Mims gets waived, and the timing of it is interesting. What are the Steelers going to do with that roster spot? And all this Brandon Ayuk stuff is out there, and I will continue to advocate for it. And are you with me or not on Ayuk, Pittsburgh? 412-928-9370. CBS Sports article today listing the Steelers as a destination for Brandon Ayuk. They could still use a veteran compliment to George Pickens, says CBS Sports. I don't think he's a veteran compliment. I think at that point, Pickens becomes the compliment. Ayuk's downfield dynamics could be a perfect fit for their otherwise rugged offense. Yes. They have, after George Pickens, the worst wide receiver room in the NFL. This guy is available. You wanted him before. He is very upset with his contract situation in San Francisco. So strike while the iron is hot, please. 412-928-9370. Yes, we're talking about this again because the Steelers have just abruptly and out of nowhere gotten rid of a wide receiver. So who is going to fill his shoes? Let's hope it is the 49ers star wide receiver who is livid with the way the 49ers have treated him in contract negotiations. I would like your thoughts on this, 412-928-9370. Have you been persuaded? Have you been cajoled? Have you been convinced that this Ayuk move needs to happen, 412-928-9370? Are there actually Steelers fans out there who are saying hell no and are hoping it won't happen? 412-928-9370. That is the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. Let's get to a Sean Myers headline.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Well, my first reaction to this, seeing it was on TikTok, was like, wow, who filmed this and posted it? But it was literally Brandon Ayuk who filmed it himself. I don't know if he was actually doing the filming, but he certainly did the posting, clearly sending a message to his former teammate and maybe everyone that in his mind, the 49ers don't want him. But they do want him. They just want him at their price. It is not a negotiation, to my knowledge, that has been completely dead. They just have not done a deal yet. And it's pretty clear that Brandon Ayuk wants the kind of money that Amon-Ra St. Brown ended up making, about $28 million average over the first 3 years of his deal. The 49ers are not there yet. They like him. They really like him. They just have not been able to come together on a deal. So maybe that's kind of the feeling that Brandon Ayuk was trying to give out.
I don't think Ayuk feels like they'll get there. I don't think he believes the 49ers are just posturing or negotiating with him and eventually it'll happen because he's in his feelings posting these videos. If it was just his agent thinking, be patient, stay with me on this. If you want to be a 49er, it'll happen. It just might not happen until days before the season starts. Like with Nick Bosa last year, you just have to trust me to do my job. No, he's going on social media and TikTok and he's posting these videos and he's fine with it getting out there. He's the one that's distributing it, not someone secretly or privately doing it against his own permission, against his own free will here. So it begs the question, what's going to happen? Now we have the Steelers releasing Denzel Mims. Mims, a wide receiver out of nowhere. And we have now Patrick Queen putting out laughing face emojis on social media, which has me wondering if he's like, oh, my God, our team is going to be ridiculous this year because we just got Brandon Ayuk. I mentioned Michael Lombardi's comments. He said to, this was not to McAfee, I was wrong. This is on his own podcast. The quote from him was, there was a lot of talk at the draft that Pittsburgh thought they made a trade. Whether it was for Debo or Ayuk, I don't know, but then things kind of fell apart late. And then we know that Brian McFadden came out and talked about the significant playmaker thing. So there's been all kinds of smoke here, and Ray Fittipaldo has even said he thinks that the 49ers and Steelers will make a trade, that the number two wide receiver is not on the roster right now, and the most likely player to be added to the roster is one of these 49ers guys. 412-928-9370. And I'm here for it. Without this, look, do I think the Steelers can win nine games and squeak into the playoffs again? Of course I do, because I think they'll get better quarterback play. They'll have more than 13 touchdowns this year from the quarterback position. Russell Wilson, at the bare minimum, would be better than that. And I am intrigued by Justin Fields. I've always been. I thought last year he was going to have a monster season. He did not. I still think that's in there somewhere with him. So I have optimism, and I'm excited about both of those guys to varying degrees. But the AFC is so loaded. If they are going to win a playoff game for the first time since 2016, they need another weapon. I don't think they're going to win playoff games by going old school and running the ball like crazy, not turning the ball over, and playing great defense. 412-928-9370 is the telephone number. Here is Kevin on the fan. Hello, Kevin. Hi, Kev.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, kind of. Are you driving right now? Are we on speakerphone?
I got in a pelting rainstorm just when you called me.
Oh, yes.
But I'm pulling over. So, yeah, I'm one of those Steeler fans, longtime Steeler fan. I go back to the 70s. I'm one of your older listeners right now. But I'll tell you this, he's already complaining about being in San Francisco because he's with a Super Bowl contender. I don't want to whine and cry and dive a diva, whatever you want to call it.
But he's not going to be if he gets paid.
Yeah, but that, we don't need to be paying that kind of money for a receiver.
Why?
We don't even know what he's going to do. Because we don't have a quarterback to throw to him, for one thing.
Well, that's a pretty defeatist attitude this year. Why don't we just throw in the towel and play for draft picks now then, Kevin?
I think you build up. You work your way up, and it'll be another year or two. And then after this year?
Oh, so we got to wait 8-9 years without a playoff winner around here? No urgency whatsoever. Let's slowly build it.
Look how long we've been waiting off so far. As long as Tomlin's there, you're not going to win a playoff game. What are people going to wait?
Well, he just got a 3-year contract extension, Kevin. So you're saying they could bring in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and they couldn't win a playoff game as long as Mike Tomlin was the head coach?
And I'm highly disappointed in that extension.
So what are we supposed to do then? Every move they make, we have to say, well, it doesn't mean a hill of beans because they still have Mike Tomlin as the head coach. Oh, breaking news story. They just traded for Patrick Mahomes. Oh, hold on a second. They still have Mike Tomlin. That means they're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs again.
I know you don't want to hear this, but they never should have got rid of Kenny Pickett. We got Russell Wilson, who's washed up, and Justin Fields, who everybody knows can't even throw the ball. He doesn't know where he's at. The Steelers, until they get themselves...
Well, somehow, I was a Kenny guy, but somehow he's managed to throw for more touchdowns in his career than Kenny Pickett. So what does that say about Kenny Pickett for Justin Fields?
I know OTAs don't mean a whole lot, but look how he's tearing it up over there. He's going to be a good quarterback.
It's practice in shorts. He was 5-for-5 in the preseason last year, which means more than practice now.
I said, what has Justin Fields done in his career? Nothing.
I don't know. He had 1,000 yards rushing, and only like two guys in NFL history have ever done that before, Kevin.
So we want another. You want another Lamar Jackson? You want a quarterback that's running all over the place that can't
win
nothing?
I'm not the biggest Lamar Jackson fan, but I would take Lamar Jackson over Kenny Pickett. The guy's won 2 MVP awards and was just in the AFC Championship game.
Just get back to playing Steeler football like we did in the 70s.
The rules aren't like that anymore. And by the way, Mel Blunt did. They didn't even play that way in 78 and 79. They were a bombs away offense, and Bradshaw won the MVP in 78. So saying let's get back to Steelers football, that ain't even the case in the late 70s. They weren't playing that way. They were airing it out, Kev.
We're never going to get back to Steelers football as long as Tomlin's in there. I know his turn from an IU.
All right, Kevin. Well, thank you. Ayuk does look just like Tomlin, doesn't he? Sean, you are a 49ers fan. But
when you said the father, son, I thought you were talking Tomlin, Ayuk, yeah.
And Ayuk has even put that out there. He fueled the fire.
It's that one picture, because I didn't really think that watching him until I saw that picture. It is eerie how similar he looks to Mike Tomlin.
412-928-9370. I mean, this is the biggest NFL story right now, that one wide receiver, all these wide receivers have gotten paid. One guy is not getting paid and is very frustrated about it. And all of the national outlets are linking him to the Steelers. So other than Kevin, who's saying it doesn't matter because Tomlin sucks as a coach, does anyone else other than me have an opinion on this? 412-928-9370. That is 412-928-9370. I'd like to talk to someone who is not in a driving rainstorm about this, and I would like to make it more about Ayuk than Tomlin, but you tell me how you feel. First, a headline.
This is Sean, a.k.a. Randy Myers, with your fan headlines. The Pirates claimed a victory last night, 4-1 against the Cincinnati Reds at PNC. Paul Skeens earned the victory. He went 6 strong innings, giving up 1 earned run with 7 strikeouts. O'Neill Cruz had a couple of runs batted in. Pirates host the Reds again tonight at 6:40. Bailey Falter against Nick Lodolo, the pitching matchup. The North Shore Tavern leadoff show with Dan Zangrilli begins at 5:45 right here on 93.7 The Fan and on the free Odyssey app. Headlines powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville now open. For more, you can check out 93.7thefan.com. Pony.
All right. Thank you so much, Randy. Let's talk right now about FanDuel, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan, the official betting partner of Major League Baseball. It's a Tuesday, so in my house, that means we will have tacos and also quesadillas, as a matter of fact, when we get home. It's also Dinger Tuesdays on FanDuel. And that they're not talking about hot dogs. They're talking about home runs. And you can bet your favorite player to go deep. And FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every homer hit during that game. So tonight, we've got the Buccos and Reds. It's a lefty on the mound. That means it's a different-looking lineup. No O'Neill Cruz, Probably no Rowdy Tellez, even though I haven't looked over the whole thing. That means you're looking for right-handed batters to go deep. Andrew McCutchen, who's scorching hot right now. Brian Reynolds, who doesn't seem to make any outs in June, another good candidate. But remember, even if the guy you picked doesn't homer, you get $5 for every guy who does. FanDuel.com/Andrew. That's FanDuel.com/Andrew. 21 plus and present in PA. Bonus issued is knowledgeable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus, $25 per game. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.FanDuel.com. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yes, Ayuk and the 49ers have negotiated, but things have stalled a bit, which is somewhat common for this time of year. They're going to see what happens over the next 6 weeks. Leading into training camp, the 49ers want Ayuk long-term in the fold. But so far, they have not been willing to show that they're going to meet the market of wide receiver, which we're seeing these massive numbers. Amon Ross St. Brown in Detroit, $30 million. Justin Jefferson well above that. Ayuk believes he's a top guy. And so something's got to give. And so he's worked himself into a top 10 receiver conversation. We'll see. Not a lot of momentum there right now. Not a lot of optimism.
Not optimism. That's pessimism and no momentum. That means things are stagnant. They are stuck. And Ayuk let the world know that with that video he sent out yesterday, him and his girlfriend. All the insiders are saying it. The Steelers are linked. And then conspicuously, a few minutes ago, not that long ago, the Steelers randomly waived a wide receiver, Denzel Mims, someone that Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette was saying was a sleeper. Don't sleep on him at training camp as a guy that could make noise based on the camp he had, the mini camp, and they just got rid of him randomly out of nowhere. Now, some people on my ex and my ex mentions are saying they're doing this to bring in a UFL player. Come on.
That would be a big impact move, huh?
Come on.
That'd be
now.
Like Corey Davis.
We already tried UFL last year with Butler, who was a big body and was a former. Hakeem Butler was a third-round pick, I think, or fourth-round pick of the Cardinals. And the dude dropped every ball that was thrown to him in training camp. It was terrible. So I hope this is not to set up a rinky-dink minor league football player move. I hope this is to bring in a legitimate stud. 412-928-9370. Pirates lineup is out. We will get to that with Greg Brown at 4 o'clock. Here is Mike in Allison Park. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Pony. How you doing?
Hey, man. I'm good.
Hey, that last caller, Kev, he's going off about, you know, Steelers football back in the day and everything. And then in the same breath, they'll complain that the game has passed Tomlin by. Well, the game now is throwing. So, I mean, you can't have, you know, you can't have it both ways.
Right.
You can't get rid of Tomlin. And, you know, it's just all the complaining. Just give these guys a chance. He just said we have no quarterbacks. Ross is, like, doing everything right. That man is out and about. You know what I mean? He's the face of the franchise. He's going that extra mile. Give this guy a chance. Maybe he turns it around this year. Yeah, we might have to spend some money. Hopefully we would sign him if he
had
a great
year. But do you feel that way about wide receiver after Pickens? Like, do you want to give Van Jefferson a chance? Do you want to give Calvin Austin a chance? Do you want to roll the dice with those guys into the season?
Not really. I would rather see, like, somebody like Ayuk or, you know, somebody like Debo even come in here, like has been reported in the past. I mean, I might be shooting for, you know, taking a shot in the dark here, but hopefully something like that would happen. If the Steelers got a shot this year, you bring somebody like Ayuk in, you really have a shot at making a good run at a championship.
Well, that seems very hard because there is the beast that is the Kansas City Chiefs. But without the complimentary receiver or without the other strong starting wide receiver, there's still going to be an excuse for either the quarterback or the offensive coordinator or the head coach, whatever. If that gets fixed and solved, then if Russell Wilson stinks this year and can't get it done, he doesn't have anyone left to blame. You can't say Sean Payton didn't want him. You can't say the head coach was in over his head. You've got a former NFL head coach as your offensive coordinator. Your offensive line has been upgraded. You ran the ball solidly at the end of the year. You've got a tight end if he stays healthy. And then if you've got two monster receivers, that's enough to go from one of the worst offenses in the NFL to an above-average offense. They were the 28th scoring offense in the NFL last season. That's the lowest ranking for a Steelers offense ever. 28th. They've never, only one other time were they that bad. I think it was in 98 or 99. That's it. They were tied. They're tied with that group. One of the worst offenses of all time is what we had to watch last year. So, yeah, you need to make significant change, and they have for the most part, but there is still one major eyesore, and that is at wide receiver after Pickens. So bad that the NFL's website today wrote an article that said it's the second worst position group, or it's the second worst starting position hole in the entire league. Here is this Jamel on line three? Good. Let's go to Jamel next. Hello, Jamel.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
So the problem is with Ayuk is that he's slightly worth the money. And when you're on a team like the 49ers, he has enough people that are going to overshine him that for the average viewer, they're not going to look at him the same way. If you look at him, he runs great routes. He gets open a little bit better than Debo gets open amazingly well. But he gets open better than the average wide receiver, and he will block. So when it comes down to it, yeah, he would be a great addition, but with the way that the Steelers are spending money this offseason, is he going to be able to get the money that he wants and he feels, and rightfully so, deserves for his body of work? And then you're right. He would be great. He would
Why can't he get it here? They've got almost $80 million of cap space starting in 2025. Like one or two teams have more, and that's it.
He can, but the question is, are they going to spend it?
And but what else are they going to do with it? Just let it sit there?
Possibly. They've been really well with saving coins this
time. Saving money for what? I mean,
that's the question. Because if they're making space for a UFL player, what are they going to spend money for? What are they going to spend the money on? So are they going to spend it on Ayuk, which makes sense, but is that the move that they're going to make thinking about going forward?
Well, I don't know what else there. Cam Hayward extension will probably they'll find a way to lower that cap hit for this year if they do that. So I don't think that's what they're earmarking the money for. They've got $16 million. We had Omar Khan on last week talking about how the Alex Highsmith restructuring was done to allow for them to have the flexibility to make a big move. It sounded to me, or it seemed to me like, when he did that, he thought one was in the offing. He thought one was around the corner. And that's what this Denzel Mims move feels like. It's just, is it really a big coincidence? Ayuk puts that video out, and then the Steelers release a wide receiver who has not run afoul of anything. It's not like he's gotten into trouble. It's not like he's committed any kind of crime or anything, or didn't show up for a meeting or anything like that. He was actually getting solid reviews from the Steelers insiders who were covering him at minicamp, and this guy gets shown the door for what? A UFL player? That would be a major letdown. I hope it's Ayuk. Let's see what Brian in Brookline thinks. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Andrew. Met you up at the five-alarm fire.
Yes, you did.
A little bit.
You're a good man. Good to talk to you again, Brian.
So, listen, you know, I like DK Metcalf, and
yes,
I told you that. And I don't know if we're going to – I would like Ayuk as, like, my 1B. But let me ask you about both of them. Why has it cooled off with DK Metcalf? Has Seattle just shut the door on the Steelers 100%?
I just don't think Seattle wants to trade him. They got a new coach there. They're trying to evaluate quarterbacks, Geno Smith, Sam Howell. I don't think that Metcalf is of the opinion like Ayuk that he's like grossly underpaid and needs a new contract right now. So there's nothing it's not a pressing matter. It doesn't seem like either side is motivated to do something right now, whereas with San Francisco, you have a player who is only going to make $14 million and feels like he's getting ripped off by the team, while other guys who are not as good as him or not as productive of him are getting paid double what he's making right now.
So let me ask you the spinoff question with Ayuk then. So what do you think the holdup is? Do you think they want to? What do you think it would take to acquire him that San Francisco would want? In your opinion, from what you heard,
if the Steelers offered San Francisco a first round pick in April, the week of the draft, they would have Brandon Ayuk on their roster right now. That's my opinion. Do you disagree with that, Sean?
No, I think that was the time it made sense for the 49ers was when they could have gotten draft capital back for 2024. So, yeah, I think that would have probably got it done then. Once they didn't get that, I think they probably are going to do everything they can to keep him now for this upcoming season.
What if they think he isn't joking around and he'd really take the holdout all the way, not like a Le'Veon Bell through the whole season, but waited until week 9 or 10, showed up to a crew that season with the NFLPA and then went into free agency? Like, if they think that's a legitimate possibility, they keep him?
Well, that really, that's only happened a few times ever.
Right.
If that does happen, what you said yesterday would be interesting is what would his motivation be heading into the playoffs, knowing that he's going to be hitting the open market? He might kind of do what Lamar Jackson did a couple years ago, right? Where he's maybe not giving 100%.
If he's got any kind of tweak or ding or
correct.
Dent, I'm going to just shut it down.
Yeah, that would be the concern, but I think you have to have a very honest conversation with him and see if he's willing to kind of just play out the rest of the season, knowing that he's going to go elsewhere and get a lot of money. But yeah, I mean, honestly, at this point, I think they would want a player back in return if they're going to be trading him this season.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. We will let Channel 2 in a few minutes take care of that. Derek Shelton on with Joe and Zeiss, making waves for some of the lineup decisions he's made, and fans have been livid with them. You'll hear his reasoning. We'll see if it holds up. There's some consternation about the lineup he put out there for tonight's game against the Reds. We'll tell you why. And then Greg Brown joins us at 4 to talk about all that, plus Paul Skeens and the other big Pirates topics, like did Greg fart in the booth last week against the Cardinals? Right now, though, a message from Mulsey.
Chris Muller here with a message. It wasn't just about the weight loss number, the amount of pounds I lost with Awaken 180. It was about so much more for me. My Awaken 180 journey was about being a better dad, being more active with my kids, just being able to do more things around the house, being a better husband, having more endurance for those honey-do lists that you get, right? The outdoor work that you've got to do to keep a yard looking nice, something like that. It was about my clothes fitting better. It was about just me feeling better. So it wasn't just a number on a scale. That number matters, don't get me wrong, but with Awaken 180, it's about so much more. And if you're in the position I was in a couple of years ago where you wanted to make some changes but you just couldn't do them on your own, Awaken 180 can be the solution for you with their science, nutrition, and coaching-based approach. If you want to make that change, let Awaken 180 help you make it happen. Let them show you how. Visit awaken180weightloss.com or call 844-346-1800. Transform.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.